You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is October 12th, 2025. It is 10 a.m. on October 12th, 2025. Congratulations to all 1,200 graduates this week. Welcome to episode 40 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up today was aborted last week, Marie Davidson's City of Clowns, Yam Clean. Was Yam Clean from Marie Davidson's City of Clowns. Next up is Animal Screams, Otherworldly Pictures. Here is Slow Down.
This way.
I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On October 6th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored three Red Leafs as Players of the Week between September 29th and October 5th, Jordan Thorson, Sarah Lowen, and Dansby Carswell. Jordan Thorson of the men's soccer was the SFU backstop in its two wins, first with a 3-1 win over the 2024 GNAC champions Western Oregon, making three saves on goal on 14 shot attempts, followed by another clean sheet on the Red Leafs 2-0 win over the St. Martin Saints on October 4th. Sarah Lowen of the women's soccer earned two clean sheets between September 29th and October 5th, first with a season-high six saves in a scoreless draw against Seattle Pacific on October 2nd, followed by the Red Leafs 2-0 win over the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets on October 4th. Dansby Carswell of the men's golf was tied for first in the Western Washington Invitational, a four-way tie for first in a field of 92 golfers, with a three-round score of 7 under par, 207 strokes, won by Jacob Torres of Hawaii Hilos in a playoff. Also on October 6th, on rounding third softball page, on Facebook's rounding third softball page, former SFU softball head coach Mike Rennie, who led SFU to four NAIA crowns, was named to the Czech softball national team. On October 8th, three Red Leaf cross-country runners, Dana Thompson, Kate Cameron, and Henry Rockman Uding, were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as part of its 2025 all-academic team. Dana Thompson, a sophomore, earned a 3.56 GPA as a biomedical physiology major. Kate Cameron, a senior, earned a 3.54 GPA for her third recognition. And Henry Rockman Uding, a junior, earned a 3.22 GPA as a computer science major for his third honor. Let me take a look. Just a minute, please. Just gonna find out what the major of the second lady, Kate Cameron. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Kate Cameron is a health sciences major who earned a 3.54 GPA for her third recognition. Three games were on tap for October 9th. First with DSFU men's soccer, who visited Seattle Pacific at Inter Bay Stadium in Seattle, Washington, where the kickoff was at 5 p.m. The Red Leafs opened the scoring 7:14 into the game on Kundalini Bien Aimé Dominique's second pass, Brian Lanier, but the Falcons tied the game in the middle of second half on just a minute. Sorry, just there's a lot of things that I'm missing today. But the Falcons tied the game in the middle of second half. Just a minute, please. On Rafael Ruzio's second against Jordan Thorson, 25-31 into the second half, 70-31 into the game. As the game ended in a 1-1 tie, as Jordan Thorson made 4 saves on 5 Seattle Pacific shots, while Brian Lanier stopped 2 of 3 SFU shots. Later on, the Red Leafs women's soccer hosted the St. Martin Saints in SFU Stadium and Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby Mountain campus, where the kickoff was at 6 p.m. SFU got on board 3:34 into the game on Sofia Faremo's first of the season and doubled their lead at 34:45 per Abby Simpson's second, both on St. Martin's Sam. Just a minute, please. So it says S. Corbar, but maybe I got the name wrong. Just a minute, please. So it was a 9th game. Just a minute, please. Just need to get the name right. It's Sam Escobar. St. Martin's goalie was Sam Escobar. But the Saints cut the deficit to 1, 4:13 later on Scotland Lecomte's first on the Red Leafs backstop, Sarah Lowen, who didn't face any more shots on goal as SFU shaded St. Martin's 2-1. Sam Escobar made 7 saves on 9 Red Leafs shots, while Sarah Lowen allowed the only Saints shot she faced on goal but earned a win. And the SFU volleyball capped up October 9th as they hosted Alaska Fairbanks at the West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 6:47 p.m. The Red Leafs tripled up the Nanooks 3-1 as SFU were led by Megan Hawkins with 2 aces, 12 kills, 11 digs, Nina Kovacevic with a block, 11 kills. Jordan Armstrong, I think it's Jordan Armstrong. With 10 kills, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with 3 blocks, 10 kills, Mason Unger with an ace, 3 assists, 21 digs, Ella McBiddy with 3 aces, 16 assists, and Eva Person with 32 assists, 13 digs. Just a minute, please. Just have to get the name right. Sorry. Some of the times I don't get the names correct, so let me look. It's actually Jaden Armstrong with 11 kills. Six events were on tap for October 11th, started by the SFU cross-country teams in the Old Glory Gallop, hosted by Dallas Baptist at AP Ranch in Fort Worth, Texas, where the times were in minutes and seconds. First with the men's, who started at 6:15 Pacific. The Red Leafs finished 8th among 40 completed teams in the 8K race with 260 points, led by Benjamin Schoening at 24:36.47. For 17th, 16 points, followed by Jacob Wadwani at 24:48.35 for 32, 30 points, Braden All at 25:14.27 for 55, 52 points, Mirberg Rakola at 25:27.84 for 66, 60 points, Mark Molina at 26:12.93 for 121, 102 points to round out the SFU scoring at 260, Yale O'Connor at 26:28.33 for 443, 117 points, and Chris Sobchak at 26:36.14 for 173, 139 points. Amanto Mottingwain won the individual crown at 23:22.37, while Butler CC won the team crown at 50 points. The Red Leafs women finished first among 40 completed teams in the 5K race with 108 points, led by Rhea Matanovic at 17:37.01 for 6 points, followed by Rachel Watkins at 18:06.6 for 17 points, Celine Tastemir at 18:08.23 for 19 points, Veronica D at 18:18.18 for 22 points, Dana Thompson at 18:41.95 for 44 points to round out the SFU scoring. Just a minute, please. Sorry, just a lot of inaccuracies here. Just a minute, please. In the women's Old Glory Gallop, SFU earned 108 points for first among 40 teams, with top five runners being counted for score. As for the rest, Stephanie Miller finished at 19:10.34 for 73 points, and Arda Mathis at 19:31.05 for 86, 88 points, as Alexia Masses of Texas State won the individual crown at 17:17.57, and the Red Leafs won the Old Glory Gallop hosted by Dallas Baptist at AP Ranch in Fort Worth, Texas. Just going back to the men's, where SFU finished 8th. In team competition, Amanto Mottingwain of Ranger CC won the individual crown at 23:22.37, with the men's Butler CC winning the team crown at 50 points. SFU, on the other hand, finished 8th at 260 points. Meanwhile, the SFU women's basketball visited Douglas College in New West, where the tip-off was at 9 p.m. Let me look if scores are available, because generally exhibition scores are not listed on the SFU Athletics website. No. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer visited the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho, where the kickoff was at 11:30 Pacific. At 27:16, SFU's Tristan Otomaji was ejected. SFU's Tristan Otomaji was ejected, forcing the Red Leafs to play 10 men against Northwest Nazarene. The Nighthawks got on board 4-0-1 after the ejection, 31-17 into the game, on Javier Luevano's first of the season, and went up 2-0 early in the second half on Derek Remen's second at 12-19, 15-7-19 into the game, both on Jordan Thorson. SFU cut the deficit late in the game on Luis Klimo's second on Gerald Fonte, the only shot he faced, but that was as close as the Red Leafs got, as Northwest Nazarene cheated SFU 2-1 at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho, where Jordan Thorson made 5 saves on 7 Nighthawks shots, while Geraldo Fonte didn't have to make a save on the Red Leafs. Later on, the SFU Women's Soccer hosted Western Oregon in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby main campus, where the kickoff was at noon. The Red Leafs got on board at 21:58 on Sarah Carabata's third, but the Wolves tied the game less than 10 minutes later on CC Garcia's third, as the game was tied at 1 after 45 minutes. However, SFU exploded in the second half on Kira Scott's 7th at 13-17, 58-17 into the game, went up 3-1 on Western Oregon's own goal on a corner kick 7:06 later. And Sarah Carabata scored her second of the afternoon at 80-48 for her third of the season, as the Red Leafs quad-damaged the Wolves 4-1 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby main campus, as Western Oregon's Zayana Salanoa surrendered 4 goals on 6 Red Leaf shots, while Sarah Lowen made 6 saves on 7 Wolf shots. And the SFU volleyball capped off October 11th as they hosted Alaska Anchorage at West Stadium on the Burnaby main campus, where the Red Leafs were bested by the Seawolves 3-2. Alaska Anchorage was led by Lee Ivalenka with 19 kills, 16 digs, Tia Allen with 2 aces, 16 kills, 16 digs, Johanna Malikova with 42 assists, and Madison Galloway with 5 assists, 27 digs. Meanwhile, SFU was led by Megan Hawkins with 3 aces, 25 kills, 16 digs, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with 20 kills, 4 blocks, Eva Persson with a whopping 47 assists, 16 digs, and Mason Unger with 5 assists, 16 digs.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings. Just a minute, please. Sorry, the CJSF on-air studio computer 2 didn't load up on time, but now it should be okay. Yeah, it is okay now. 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a tie, and overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Washington are first at 3-0-1, 10 points, conference, 5-4-3 overall. Simon Fraser are second, 2-1-1, conference, 3-6-3 overall. Seattle Pacific are third, 1-1-1, conference, 4 points, but are 6-2-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 1-1-1, conference, 4-3-3 overall. Western Oregon are fifth, 1-2, conference, 3 points, but are 5-4-2 overall, and St. Martin's are last at 0-3 conference, 1-10 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference wins are 3 points with conference record. 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie, and overall records are used to break conference ties. Simon Fraser are first at 5-0-1 conference, 8-0-2 overall. Western Washington second, 5-0-1 conference, 7-1-3 overall. Western Oregon third, 4-2 conference, 7-3-1 overall. Seattle Pacific fourth, 2-2-2 conference, 4-3-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene fifth, 2-3-1 conference, 3-6-1 overall. Central Washington 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-3-2 conference, 5 points, 3-3-3 overall. Montana State Billings seventh, 1-5 conference, 2-8 overall, and St. Martin's last at 0-5-1 conference, 1-8-1 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Sorry for some technical difficulties. Here are some... I'm just going to talk. Get to the volleyball standings. Sorry, just there are some issues right now. Sorry, for some reason I cannot get to it. Sorry. Sorry, I'm just trying to get to the volleyball standings right now, but... Oh, I think I have it now. I think I have it. Sorry for some massive technical difficulties once again. Western Washington are first at 7-1 conference, 13-2 overall. Central Washington, second, 6-1 conference, 10-4 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 6-2 conference, 12-2 overall for third. Alaska Fairbanks, fourth, 5-2 conference, 14-3 overall, much like Alaska Anchorage. Northwest Nazarene, sixth, 3-4 conference, 4-10 overall. St. Marlins, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7, 2-5 conference, 9-6 overall. Seattle Pacific, I believe it's 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8, 2-5 conference, 7-8 overall. Montana State Billings, 9th, 0-7 conference, 1-11 overall. And Western Oregon, last, 0-7 conference, 1-14 overall.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 40 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, Portable Open Mic on CJSF 90.1.